When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You're listening to the best of Costa and Jansen with Heather on 97.1. 97.1. Good morning, Jim Costa with Stoney, Heather, Gov, and Greg behind the glass. Heather said something last week about Christmas.
Well, it wasn't about Christmas, but it was about...
It was Christmas adjacent.
It was. Christmas decor.
Yeah.
That I just don't like. It's no secret. I've said it before. I hate the inflatables. I hate them. I don't like them.
They're tacky.
Well, I never said that. Some,
you implied it.
Okay. Maybe I'm implying that. I just don't like the look. I don't think that they add much to your front yard.
It's not as traditional.
And they look like garbage, literally, when they're deflated.
True. I'm okay with if somebody has like one. It's when they have multiple inflatables, it's like absurd to me. Just have one. It could be Santa. That's it.
John has Olaf, which is how we got on this.
Okay.
Because Teddy loves Olaf. And John eventually said, you know what? And I do too, damn it. I love the Olaf inflatable we have in our yard.
Well, good. He waves at everyone. It's great.
So you wouldn't call them tacky, maybe trashy? Because they look like trash. Okay. Either way, Heather.
See, tacky is actually being more
polite.
When
they're deflated, they do look like trash. They look like garbage.
Exactly.
They're ugly. They're awful. I hate them.
When Heather drives by and sees your inflatable, she puts her nose up and can't believe someone would... Mm-hmm. But we bring this up not to do inflatables.
No.
We're bringing this up because while we all love the holidays, we don't love all of the holidays. There may be something that you don't have to pretend to be jolly about. Mm-hmm. What's something about the holidays, the worst part of the holidays to you? 248-539-9797.
For me as a kid, even though early on we did celebrate or observe a little Christmas gift, even though being Jewish. But as I was older, what pissed me off was we would get, you know, like one gift a night for the 8 nights of Hanukkah, but it still wasn't as much as my friends, my Christian friends, who would get like 25 things for Christmas. Now, wait, we have 8 days.
25 things?
They only have, like, I'm being
you did live
exaggerating.
The rich people.
What do you want to say? No, not at all. Not where I grew up.
25 gifts?
No, whatever.
He's just exaggerating.
I'm exaggerating.
They got more on one day than he did for 8.
For 8, yes, exactly.
The little stocking stuffers, it all adds up, right?
Right, yeah, exactly. I'm counting all the stocking stuffers.
Yeah, it does add up. It adds up quick. Mm-hmm. I get that. As a kid, I get that.
Yeah.
You know, not enjoying that. There's a lot of things, not a lot. I love the holidays. I love almost everything about it, but there's a couple things I can think of I don't like. Simple things. I hate wrapping gifts.
Oh, Doug asked me the other day, yesterday, how are you at wrapping gifts? I said, here's how I wrap gifts. I buy them. If I'll buy them at the store, I'll have them do it. I'll pay extra. Or when I do have them wrap a gift, I have to go through like so much scotch tape. It's just, I'm the worst. I am a klutz.
No way, Stoney. You pay somebody to do it?
Well, if you're at the store, if you buy a gift, yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's your answer to a lot of things. Just have somebody else do it.
Guy knows his skill set.
Maybe.
Here's the keys to the boat.
I know my limitations.
Here's the grill.
Here's the grill, yeah.
I know my limitations. I know what I'm good at and what I'm bad at.
But the ultimate move is you just get the bag, and then you just put like the puffy paper at the top.
No, see, yeah. And I don't like the gift
bag. But the bag is great. The bag. Here's one thing I don't, believe it or not, I don't like about Christmas, the holidays. Eggnog. Ugh.
Oh, that's a good one. Who does? Apparently people do.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't either.
I'm not an eggnog person.
How about this one? I don't have kids, but you guys do. The elf on the shelf. How creepy is that?
Oh, my gosh. I absolutely hate the Elf on the Shelf. I am crossing my fingers that Emily never discovers what that is so that I never have to do it.
Good luck.
I'm really hoping
you're
she
just
does
gonna,
it.
It's just going to happen.
Well, we didn't have Elf on a Shelf growing up, so
no.
When did that become a thing? Why do we have to do this?
About 20 years ago,
yeah.
I think,
yeah,
when it pretty much started.
Yeah.
I just missed it.
The fact that it moves every single night, and now people post about what their elf has done. Oh, it's gotten into the toilet paper. It's eating all the chocolate. And, like, it gets... Ugh. Why? Why do I have to do that?
Because it leads to your kids having imaginations.
Yeah, but...
And believing. Belief this
is Santa
time of year.
Not
but
enough?
Santa, yeah. But, yeah, exactly.
You guys,
but you got
wow.
Santa. Santa is, like, the ultimate Christmas... You know, belief
right.
as a young person.
Santa's watching. Why do we need this little creepy elf?
And I kind of don't like that aspect of it either. Like, be good because the elf is watching. Like, no, let's just be good
well,
because
naughty,
I want you to be a good person. Like,
Santa's watching. He gets a list. The whole. It's just it goes along with the shebang.
Nice.
Look at it. In the end, it is creepy, but it's the kid's trumpet. Just like the inflatables, Heather. That's why.
Well,
this is why the topic
apparently.
Was created because you hate inflatables so much that if. Little Emily sees one and says, "Mommy, can we get one of those?"
I say no.
Wow.
Do you think it's that people are lazy? Like, you guys do a real, like, light show at your house.
Yeah,
you think it's someone just rolling out one balloon.
Oh, you know what else? You know what else I hate? The laser beams that people point at their house now.
On the garage door?
Yeah. Go put up Christmas lights. Don't just go put out a laser beam that puts...
What would you put outside? Your house, just lights on the trees and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, but we go all out. Like, we have, like, this huge, like, extension mechanism, and we put lights around the big trees.
So
they flash and blink. It's great.
So you and Colin, I actually put them up physically yourselves.
Well, he does.
Okay,
yes.
He does. Obviously, we don't. But people in our neighborhood do. They put on these, you know, elaborate displays that I love. And I don't think they do it. People
they hire
pay
someone.
A lot of money.
It's expensive.
How much? That's my question. How much is it to have professionally done Christmas light display? And is it worth it?
I say, how much would you be willing to pay?
Well, it's like anything in life.
Right.
I don't know how much it... I have no idea, but I've heard it's expensive. It might depend on how tall the trees are, how large the trees are. I don't know. Or how many
how
trees.
Much? Yeah.
How many
square
lights.
Square footage.
I love the ones like that go around the roof line.
Yeah.
But you'd almost have to, if you have a large high house, like a tall house,
right.
You'd have to hire someone.
Yeah.
So what is it for you guys? Okay, we all love the holidays. We're prefacing it with that. We like family and presents and joy and jolliness.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to pretend to love all of it. What's the one thing you don't like? The worst part of the holidays? 248-539-9797. We've hit inflatables, elf on a shelf, projecting.
Yeah, the laser beams. Wrapping gifts. You know what it is, though? I just don't have the proper place to wrap gifts. I need to be standing because my back is so bad.
Okay.
I typically am like on the ground in the living room with the TV on or we're watching a Christmas movie. But then by the time I stand up, I'm like, I can't even stand up because... I'm in so much pain.
Obviously, I've wrapped gifts, but the way they come out is like ridiculous.
It's okay.
Stoney, I've been there. You get to a point and you're like, do I start over or do I just put more tape and double wrap it, basically?
Yeah, the other thing I don't like about the holidays, I know I'm going to piss a certain amount of people off. I don't hate, okay? I don't know if jealous is the right word. Hanukkah is so lame. Christmas is so great. It really is. And maybe it's because... I don't celebrate Christmas. Hanukkah is, you know, whatever.
Are you having a coming to Jesus moment, Sony?
No, I'm not coming to Jesus.
You can still celebrate Christmas as like a non-Christian, though. You could just do the commercialized version of it.
I love Christmas.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, like, you don't have to pick. You could do both.
I know.
You could put up a Christmas tree.
Well, I had one of my roommates in Washington, who was also Jewish, he loved Christmas too. And he got a whole tree.
Oh, really?
And I said, there's only one stipulation because I'm not into the religious aspect of it. No angel or anything like that. Just put up, you know, regular, you know, Santa and things like that.
You
could put a Santa hat on the top.
Yeah.
Or a star.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Or we just do like these decorative, like floral poofs.
Yes. And there is no such thing as a Hanukkah bush or Hanukkah Harry.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Do you play with the dreidel?
Dreidel, that's the one good thing about it, because you get, you're taught gambling at an early age. You spin the dreidel and Aleph, which is one of the Jewish letters, the Hebrew letters. You get your Hanukkah gelt, which is money. It's like they have the chocolate covered, the chocolate money.
Yeah.
Listen, everybody loves this time of year, right?
Damn right.
You got the lights, the music, gift giving. You see family.
It's a beautiful thing.
Didn't hurt.
Oh, yeah.
NFL on Christmas Day now?
That's so lame.
Okay, so here's where we're at. The worst part of the holiday.
Yeah.
You don't have to be pretend jolly about all of it. So what is it? We brought up inflatables, the projector lights,
yes,
elf on a shelf,
like.
Wrapping presents, yeah. Even with the workarounds, kind of a pain in the ass. NFL on Christmas Day, apparently.
Look, self is okay with it because... A, I don't celebrate Christmas, but it's not even that. It's I'm going to be in my house by myself with the dogs, so it'll be on. My wife and daughter are going to be out of town, so I'm okay with it. But it's just for people who are very, you know, religious about it. Number one, or very, you know, familial about it. Number two, where people go over people's houses in them afternoons or whatever, and Christmas dinner. Like, the NBA has Christmas, okay? But it's, for the most part, unless your team is playing, it's just nice background to television. That's all it is, okay? And it's a big deal for the NBA, whatever. Having big games on Christmas, I don't know. Do the fans of these teams even want to go to the games on Christmas? I remember, the Broncos came here one year on Christmas. It was all right, I guess. I don't know. I think it's too much, to be quite honest with you. And they're good games this year, too.
Listen, if the Lions were playing, it'd be sold out and everybody would be having a great time. Like, I remember the Lions played on Christmas Eve against the Chargers. There's the Cliff Averill, when they clinched the playoff spot. Cliff Averill had, the pick at the end to pile on. And that was at Ford Field on Christmas Eve.
Right.
4:05 kick, which meant it was going to go into some of people's Christmas Eve plans. Like, Christmas Eve is actually a bigger night for me than Christmas Day.
More religious for a lot of people as well.
But the NFL on Christmas Day, Heather, you've been kind of making faces.
Well, when you were bringing up if the Lions were playing, everyone would go, that could cause some huge rifts. Because if they were playing on Christmas Day and Colin's like, I'm going to the game. Ooh, I would not be happy. He would never do that because he loves Christmas Day. But I would not be happy with that. And,
what about
neither
when
would families.
Got the game on, or you guys are trying to travel to see family and he's got to find a spot in front of the TV.
I think that would be tough, too. I mean, I actually talked to him about it. about this. I was like, are you going to want to watch the games on Christmas Day? Because we have kind of tradition that we do every Christmas Day. And he loves Christmas Day probably more than I do. And he was like, well, no, I don't think I won't have him on. He's like, well, maybe I'll just check in, you know, like just once in a while. But I don't think that many people, unless it's your team playing, really, I don't know. Maybe your traditions of what you do, but we're not going to watch.
We're hosting a sports show. I'm sure a lot of people are going to
watch. Yes.
And they're good games this year.
And you can still gamble on Christmas.
But like sit down and watch or just have them on in the background? Or how will they impact your Christmas celebration?
This is the start of Fantasy Championship weekend for most people, too, is that Wednesday's games is the start of week 17.
Yeah.
Most people settle their fantasy. Look, for me, like this year, I think the big downfall is I would prefer these be 4:30 and 8 o'clock games. The 1 o'clock, you're getting in the way of my Christmas Day. If I was offered Lions tickets to go, I wouldn't go.
1 o'clock.
Same as Colin.
To the 1 o'clock game. I go to a night game.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
What time are most masses on Christmas? Are they in the morning? I would assume, right? Not that we care that much about the West Coast. You're talking 10 o'clock in the morning? You know, there's football on Christmas morning? That's absurd.
Yeah, I didn't really think about it that way. Because, like, for us, East Coast time, like, for me, we're not religious. Wake up, open presents, and then we'll have the whole day. Right. And I could watch whatever we want, hang out. And the NFL is kind of an added bonus. I like that the NFL is going to be on Christmas Day. But maybe it falls into one of the things about the holiday that you don't like. Let's get to the phones. Rob in Grand Ledge, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how are everybody doing?
Good.
So, when I was little, my mother would start Christmas decorations in the house the first of the month of November. Work all the way to November for Thanksgiving, and it had to be done on the outside. The kitchen, the living room, my bedroom. I had to help. I just have a Christmas tree, and I put it up, and they all decorate it. There was one year my wife wanted the decorations outside for the kids. I bought 5 inflatables, and I said, that's all you're getting. That was the only year that ever happened. I'm just tired, you know. It's like my mom did overkill.
It took the
and
fun
a sibling
out of,
of mine,
yeah.
And a sibling of mine, they love it so much, they have a room dedicated 365 days out of the whole year, and their Christmas tree never comes down.
I should call you Ebenezer, but how many times does your sibling go to Bronner's?
Oh, twice a year. Bronner's is a wonderful Christmas, 24/7 almost, 364 days of the year for Christmas.
We know.
So I've
and
learned.
She goes overboard.
Clearly, a room 365 days dedicated to Christmas.
Yeah.
Wow. You said you should have called him Ebenezer. People were calling Heather Scrooge ticket text. Because you were kind of going rapid fire with some things you didn't like.
I say I love the holidays, and then you started talking, and I'm like, wait, I don't like that either. I don't like that. Apparently I am when it comes to decor.
Someone loves it, says, Heather, spot on. Keep going. Let it rip. But some people, go, is Heather, is she the Grinch?
No, she just doesn't like inflatables.
Mm-hmm.
Says, Heather and Costa sound like a couple bitches. Oops, Grinches.
Mm-hmm.
Heather's correct. Laser beams and inflatables are trashy. Both of them. Trashy. Heather's showing she's a diva. Bridezilla's back. All that stuff on the ticket text this morning.
So you're thinking that modern decorations, so to speak, are trashy is what they...
I think they're cheating it.
Yeah, it's not that they're trashy. I'm not saying that. Maybe it's the laziness of the laser beams. I just don't think that those look good. I've seen some cool ones incorporated with lights where they're not actually shining at the house. They're actually shining the laser beams up at trees.
I do appreciate.
And they can look cooler. But
I do appreciate that we've gone away from every house being red and green lights to blues and whites. And they're pretty cool as well. But to sit there and not appreciate the laser beams, it's technology. It's like everything else. It'd be me sitting there saying, God, Christmas for football, it should just be the blue-gray game like when I was a kid. I mean, which is what it was. There was another all-star game, I think, on Christmas, but I don't know. And the NFL, it's fine with me, but if you're someone or a religious person celebrating Christmas with your family, do you really want that or on?
tons of texts. We got phone calls as well. Nick in Canada. Nick, you're on 97.1.
Morning, everyone. How we doing?
Good, thank you.
Merry Christmas. Just quickly, I have a three-year-old, but I remember loathing going to Christmas gatherings because old Aunt Sue decided to put her face right in my newborn baby's face, and that drove me up the wall. That is the one thing I hate about Christmas and the holidays, is old Aunt Sue trying to get a kiss on the baby.
Don't kiss the baby. Don't kiss the baby. Yeah, I get that. I mean, if you have little ones, back off.
Yeah.
And the holiday babies, like, Heather, you have holiday babies.
Yeah.
I got some cute holiday babies.
Yeah, we're family members now, a little. Well, yeah, but like initially, we're family members getting a little too.
I have a literal Christmas baby.
Yes.
Born on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think I set the rules pretty quickly. Don't kiss the baby, right? Like, literally, don't kiss her. Don't kiss him. You can hold him.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, now they're bigger, so it doesn't matter.
It's okay now.
I mean, when they're newborn, you don't want to.
I know.
I mean, you're really not supposed to.
Is it like germs and stuff? Is it just not good for them at that point?
Sure. You don't want to get them sick. You don't want to get them infected with who knows what.
Okay, things you hate about the holidays.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.